Among those turning themselves in are several teachers, testing coordinators, and an assistant principal. Former Kennedy Middle School teacher Tamika Goodson surrendered last night. Her attorney, Ray Lale, was outraged at her $200,000 bond and spent most of the day working to get the amount reduced.
This woman's never been in trouble in her life, man. It's ridiculous. You're punishing people before anything's happened. She's charged with a crime, which she's absolutely not guilty of. Not guilty.
The bond amount was set even higher for former Parks Middle School Reading Program coordinator Sandra Ward. Ward originally had a bond of $1 million, but her attorney, Robin Shipp, was able to negotiate that down to $50,000. Shipp says Ward is charged with racketeering and three counts of false statements and was incorrectly identified as a testing coordinator in the indictment.
I believe in her innocence and ask the community to understand that it is a process and you cannot just listen to one side and decide what the resolution should be.
It's an ordeal that Reverend Timothy McDonald of the First Iconium Baptist Church, members of the Concerned Black Clergy, and others gathered in front of the jail say the former APS educator shouldn't have to go through. McDonald admits there was wrongdoing, but he says none of the educators should be jailed. He blames the federal No Child Left Behind law for the cheating scandal.
This is a failure not of teachers and superintendents and administrators. This is a failure of the system.
Former Superintendent Beverly Hall has yet to turn herself in. A grand jury recommended her bond be set at $7.5 million. The remaining educators have until the end of the day to surrender. Michelle Worth, WABE News.